been a little while since we've heard from Colton Dixon. He's back with a brand new song, The Devil Is a Liar.
The devil is a liar, says he can give you everything that you desire.
And remember Miracles before that. He seems to be living his songs in real life right before us. Colton Dixon, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing?
Doing good. The last time we chatted, it was just before the girls were born. So that was August 18th. You welcomed Ava Dior and Athens Elizabeth. And that was quite the experience, wasn't it?
It was. Kind of like you said, I had the opportunity to live out one of my songs right there in the delivery room. Our firstborn, Ava Dior, was born not breathing. So that was a little bit of a scare. We had the opportunity to choose faith over fear, and we did that. Not saying that was the easy choice. Fear was knocking pretty hard at the door, but my wife and I are thankful that we've seen God come through before, and we believe that he was going to do it again, and he did, in fact. Dior is just upstairs in our house right now, smiling and happy and having tummy time. So, yeah, things are good.
Well, as a new dad, have you had that moment yet, you and your wife, where you go, this is our lives now?
Every day. Every single day. I'm not going to lie. It's a lot. It's a handful. But we are loving every second of it. You sit there, whether you're feeding them with a bottle or you're playing with them or you're putting them down for a nap, you just look at them and go, wow. Yeah, this is what life is going to be like for the next, 18 or so years. They're going to be with us, which is crazy. But God, thanks for entrusting us with it, with them. We're just so over the moon about it.
Yeah. Well, as a celebrity and a person in the public eye, they're going to grow up and see, our bedrooms were featured in People magazine and people seem to have an interest in us. And how are you going to explain sort of that aspect of your life to them? Have you thought about that yet?
Sure. Yeah, that was actually a big conversation my wife and I had just about, hey, do we expose them to this? Do we not? And we felt this was so early on that they're not going to remember this anyway. And one day we'll be able to show it to them. It'll be a cool thing. But we're going to protect them as much as we can. We've seen so many kids grow up in the spotlight and not turn out very great. And it's just a tough world whenever you aren't fully matured to make decisions. And even then, it's really difficult to balance that lifestyle with normalcy. So we're going to try and protect them from that as much as possible. I have a feeling that them viewing what I do is just going to be normal, and it's not going to be necessarily anything special. I'm excited to have them come to their first show and things like that, of course. But I think I'm just going to be dad to them, which I'm super happy about, actually.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about this song, The Devil Is a Liar. This is really cool. We really love this song. That's a statement we used to hear a lot in, the early church days, we'd shout sure. And it would encourage us, and that song kind of encourages us. Is that kind of where it came from?
Yeah, I realized that there's a verse in the Bible that says, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but I've come that you may have life and life more abundant. So I kind of realized, man, there's two categories in life. There's this kill, steal, and destroy category, and there's this life and life more abundant category. So as life happens and trials come and you name it, if we would just put it in the right category, I think we would be better equipped to face it. For example, this COVID season, I don't think God orchestrated this. I think this is from the enemy because it's kill, steal, and destroy. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So if we take the authority that God gave us through his Holy Spirit, I think that we will be better equipped to tackle things like this. And so I'm basically just calling out the devil for what he really is, a thief and a liar, and had a lot of fun making this song as well. So I hope that people hear the encouragement in the song as well and not just a cool groove.
Well, on behalf of all your fans up here in Canada, congratulations on the girls, and we wish you and your new family all the best this Christmas season.
Yeah, thank you guys so much. Thanks for taking time today. Appreciate it.